All right, New Orleans, put your hands together and welcome New Orleans' own, the legendary Earl King.
Soul queen of New Orleans, vocalist Irma Thomas.
When he played, during his performance, he had this way of closing his eyes. And not that he was shutting out the rest of the world, but he would go into this thing where he would close his eyes. And sometimes he looked like he was falling back, but he never fell that I know of. But he would be playing such great licks on that guitar. It was just unbelievable. But of course, I've never known a bad performance from Earl King.
Cosmo Matasso is the chief engineer for J&M Studio, where most of the New Orleans rhythm and blues hits were recorded. He saw Earl King perform frequently.
He has a drive to please an audience, to, you know, engage an audience, and that's half the battle. You know, there are a lot of guys who've got some talent, but they don't think the audience counts sometimes, and it's a bad attitude, and it shows. That's not the case with Earl. Earl definitely is into moving an audience. You know.
When you go on stage, your whole adrenaline, you have to change from Dr. Jekyll to Mr. Hyde, or vice versa. Because I've had some people, and it's funny to me, I don't know why they said it. They said, Earl, I've been knowing you. The first time I saw you on stage, she said, but I see you every day. And you're a totally different person when you're on stage. I said, well, there is a reason for that. See, like, if I go on stage to play, don't get me wrong, I'm going to do my songs. That's that. Songs, that's regular. You do that naturally. And get time to play the guitar or something like that. Bingo, whatever come out my head at that time, that's what comes out. Bingo, I don't care.
Guitarist Deacon John has been a mainstay on the New Orleans music scene since the early 1960s. Here, he recalls seeing Earl King on stage for the first time.
Man, Earl came up on a set. I remember just like it was yesterday. He had on a green and black checkerboard suit. I said, damn, I said, Earl had big long fingernails. I never seen, you know, a cat play a guitar with his fingernails. You know, I said, damn, Earl was bad. And he had like a 200-foot guitar wire. And Earl came out, people going crazy. Earl walked on the ball. He walked outside in the parking lot playing his guitar. Was doing it behind his back, played behind his head. He was playing between his legs. People just went crazy out there. I said, man, I ain't never seen nothing like this, man. And Earl had his hair gassed up in a big pretty do, you know, and every time he moved, his hair be moving, man. I said, whoa, man. And Earl got on top of the ball. He walked all on the ball, and he got behind the ball and took a drink while he was playing with one hand. And the people was kissing him and throwing money at him. Earl got off the ball. He went out in the parking lot. Didn't even see Earl no more. Earl was just steadily jamming on that guitar, you know, like he do that ice picking stuff, you know. Ding, 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 ding.